Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christians in Mozambique are being hunted down and killed, but the world isn't paying much attention. We'll explain what's happening. Then later, the Lighthouse helps people break free from life-dominating alcohol addiction. It's good news you won't want to miss. But first, at least 80,000 people, mostly Christians, have been driven from their homes as terrorist violence returns to northern Mozambique. Despite relative calm last year and the disbursement of peacekeeping troops from Rwanda, Islamic State associates are once again ravaging the Cabo Delgado region. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
there have been 11 churches burned in the last couple of weeks in northern Mozambique. You have pastors whose lives are being threatened.
Wars in Ukraine and Gaza overshadow Mozambique in the global headlines, leaving recent events largely unnoticed.
People being pulled off of buses and beheaded, it seems like that would get the world's attention. But for whatever reason, it doesn't seem to have done so. You have terrorists stopping buses at checkpoints and going passenger by passenger. Are you a Christian or a Muslim? And literally executing those who are Christians and refuse to accept Islam on the spot.
At our website, you can find practical ways to help persecuted Christians in Mozambique.
It would make a lot of sense from an earthly perspective to flee, to go someplace safer. And yet we know God is calling some of them to stay there.
And the most important way to help is also the most obvious.
I hope our listeners will pray for God's protection, pray for encouragement, pray for that sense of calling to be so deep and so strong that they know exactly what the Lord is asking them to do.
Elsewhere, numerous Yazidis have encountered the gospel since being driven from their homeland by the Islamic State in 2014. Samuel with Redemptive Story says today,
the openness can be debated, but one thing that has been very clear is that God is doing some amazing things.
Samuel describes several accounts in the full story at our website. For example,
the Yazidis speak their own version of Kurdish. One of our partners has a Facebook page that is putting out Christian content in that language, but made by believers from a Yazidi background.
Sometimes these partners will meet with Yazidi families face to face in secret.
This family will say, hey, have you seen this page? It's amazing. They're talking about this Jesus that is peaceful and loves us. And all the while, they know they're the ones that are messaging this person from behind the scenes.
The Islamic State isn't as powerful as it used to be in Iraq, but they're still around. Secrecy protects believers and the Yazidis from persecution. Pray the Lord will continue calling the Yazidis to his side.
Pray for the Yazidis. Pray for our brothers and sisters in these spaces that are doing amazing work among the Yazidi. There are some churches that are being planted.
And pray they'll encounter the God of the Bible through a dream or vision if they have no access to a believer.
They believe that God would speak to them potentially through vision or a dream.
Finally, every year, more than 140,000 people die due to excessive alcohol use. This makes it one of the leading preventable causes of death in the United States. Brandon Barrow with the Lighthouse says that alcohol may rank so high because of normalization.
If you look at a lot of kids' cartoons these days, you will find alcohol-related things all throughout. You know, alcohol is normalized on TV and in movies, and it makes sense that there's struggles in the community with alcohol addiction because of the normalization of this.
In addition to physical issues, overconsumption of alcohol is a leading factor in many suicides. Alcohol use disorder is involved in about 25% of all deaths by suicide, but this addiction is treatable. The Lighthouse offers biblical programs for a variety of addictions.
There's a better way to live life. One of the things that I think is really kind of cool when you start talking with these guys is you say, addiction or whatever you're addicted to has become the love of your life when Jesus was designed to be that love. So if we can replace alcohol with a deep love for Jesus, we don't need to go back to our alcoholic tendencies anymore. But when we stop loving God as much as he deserves, that's when these other things slip in.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.